Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, January 20th, 2014. And today we are talking about impeachment. Impeachment, a process by which Congress could regain its constitutional power from the president and perhaps some of its self-respect along with it. The constitutional authority for impeachment is found in Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Quote, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Impeachment, then, is an express constitutional power of the legislature that allows for formal charges against a civil officer for crimes committed in office. But there is clear evidence that the impeachment authority includes more than just crimes in office. Bribery, treason, those are pretty obvious, but what is meant by the term misdemeanors? The framers of the Constitution and our system of government were obviously aware of the role of impeachment in English history and law. Federalist Papers 64 and 65 address this issue rather clearly. In 65, Alexander Hamilton acknowledges the English system as one where the king could do no wrong. William Blackstone, in his commentaries on the laws of England, wrote that a king cannot misuse his power without the advice of evil counselors and the assistance of wicked ministers. Therefore, impeachment in the English system did not include the king, for he could do no wrong. In America, however, the Constitutional Convention focused on removal of the president, not his ministers. The framers were weary of the prospect that a president could somehow be transformed into a monarch, and they guarded against that. There is a strong evidence, and I take the position, that the term misdemeanor did not and does not mean petty crimes as it does in our common usage today. In the English system, it meant misdeeds. This definition was used in the Clinton impeachment. As stated in Federalist 64, that a president could be removed for any misconduct that indicated he did not possess the requisite honor, integrity, and character to be trusted to carry out his duties in a manner free from corruption. Gerald Ford once said that an impeachable offense is anything that the House of Representatives can agree on. Impeachment of President Obama has always seemed like an impossibility until now. But his lying and continual abuses, coupled with his almost daily threatening of Congress, may have changed that. Almost every day he announces that if he doesn't get his way with Congress, if they don't give him what he wants, he will act independently. I have pen and I have paper, he said, meaning he will violate Article 1, Section 1, and assume legislative powers reserved only to Congress. Perhaps Congress should explain to him that they also have pen and paper. The president's blunders may have reached the point where even his own party has had enough. Benghazi, NSA spying, the IRS used as a weapon against his political enemies, on and on down the list. NSA spying in particular has people upset around the country and around the world. This president apparently thinks of himself as some kind of monarch, not responsible at all for the scandals and failures of his administration. He takes no responsibility for the actions of those he sends out to Congress to lie to them. It is up to Congress to bring him back to earth, however, and to restore the rule of law in America. Impeachment in the House is completely separate from trial in the Senate. The process begins in the House, where a member under oath presents a list of charges. The House Judiciary Committee then determines by majority vote whether sufficient grounds for impeachment exist. If so, it reports its articles of impeachment to the full House. The House then debates the resolution. If the House by majority vote agrees to impeach, a group of House managers will present the case for impeachment to the Senate. The trial is in the Senate, with the House managers serving as the prosecution, with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court presiding. Conviction by a two-thirds majority in the Senate removes the president from office. You're probably thinking that no Senate controlled by Harry Reid would ever convict Barack Obama And that may be true, but impeachment, even if not convicted, might serve to take away much of the destructive behavior of this man and restore constitutional integrity during his last years in office. Who knows? He just might start acting with honor, integrity, and character once that happens. Time will tell, folks. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.